guns, drugs, and the CIA.
Two of the most persistent offensives of the Reagan presidency have been the war against communism in Central America and the war on drugs here at home. But investigations of America's secret war in Nicaragua have revealed mounting evidence that the Central Intelligence Agency has been fighting the Contra war with the help of international drug traffickers.
Sometimes I feel like we was born to fail. Banish the projects overrun with narcotics, squalor dealing in corner cells. I pin these stories out like Orson Welles. Down on the border distributing our orders, speaking on corner cells. The year is 1984. They saw a way to transform the world in the rock we never seen before. 1,000 times more addictive than any prescription from your physician. Have you smoking up your kids' tuition? In third person funding secret wars. Selling guns to Iran with no profits left to feed the poor. They send that loot to Nicaragua and the Contras. $30. The CIA, the real mobsters with no conscience. Serving product, then they locked us. We ain't the ones with opium fields and helicopters. The ghetto's ground zero, and Ronald Reagan's war on drugs against the melanated people. The evils may deceive you, saying we the source of blame. Explain how Freeway Ricky got his cocaine off the planes. Distributing South Central LA. Our people still suffer this day while they play Operation Freedom across the globe. What's for dinner? It's ready. Rock cooking on the stove, niggas know. Destruction of the black family unit. These opportunists found a weapon and they used it.
It is not a new story. Tonight's frontline investigation traces the CIA's involvement with drug lords back to the agency's birth following World War II. It is a long history that asks.